Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the 60 Second Retail podcast. I'm your host, Nanda Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Today, we're continuing our exploration of agentic AI, and in today's episode, we're going to focus on practical aspects of adopting this technology. Our guest, Jim Blackwell, is back to help us recap the basics of agentic AI, discuss the investment required, and provide guidance on how to get started if you're new to the autonomous AI. Additionally, we're also going to explore the long-term benefits and the value propositions for retailers. So listen closely to learn how agentic AI can help shape the future of your business. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Thanks, Natalie.
Jim, so just to bring it back to our prior episode, last time we spoke and you pretty much sold me on agentic AI. But for our listeners who may have missed the previous episode where you've discussed agentic AI as well as other things, could you quickly recap what is agentic AI and how is it different from generative AI?
Sure. So let's start with generative AI, which is artificial intelligence that is built with these large language models and so on. And it, in essence, it generates a new summary, new outcome of information that it's been trained upon, previously trained upon. We're all familiar with the ChatGPTs and so on, these generative AI models. Autonomous AI, which is what agentic AI really is, autonomous agents that they harness generative AI to recognize patterns and plan actions and make decisions. And ultimately, they can collaborate with other agents and with humans and perform, you know, some really complex tasks for us, all without our interaction. Once they get going, you kind of let them do their thing. So it's a huge difference.
Interesting. So now that we've kind of reintroduce this to everyone, and I'm sure everybody's thinking this, because with technology comes investment and dollars. What does the investment in agentic AI look like?
You know, this is changing fast and furious. A lot of platforms out there now are building agents that go on top of their platforms. And I think this is a great way to get started. If you already have an existing platform and on their roadmap, they have AI enablement, that's usually some sort of agent ad that they're going to build. And just simply licensing that, turning that on, now that can be costly in some cases, but ultimately that's a very easy way to get started, and your cost, you're not developing everything from the start. You know, there are also some platforms that you can invest in and pull in where you can begin to build your own agents attached to your own data. And I think, you know, that's a good place to start as well, because ultimately investing in a couple of tools like this allow you to scale agentic AI across a lot of different platforms. So it all depends on if you want that agentic AI deeply in one of your applications, or you want to use it all up, you know, across a lot of your application stack. That kind of decides or determines the level of investment and the level of effort.
So if I'm really just getting started, what would you suggest?
I think the number one thing you have to do is have a plan. It's like anything else, right? I think sometimes we approach AI almost in a whack-a-mole approach, and you're just kind of swinging at problems left and right. I think you have to step back and say, what is our goal ultimately? How do we measure success? Does it align to our corporate goals? And when you have an overarching AI strategy in place, now you can make very specific decisions on where you want to turn on AI, where you just want to use, let's say, generative AI, or maybe intelligent automation or RPA, or where you really need an agent that you're going to have to invest in. And I think having that plan up front, it helps you decide which way we want to go. It aligns to our corporate goals. We know how we're going to manage it, how we're going to govern it, and we've got a plan in place ultimately on how to know if it's successful or not.
Absolutely. I always say that proper planning prevents poor performance.
Always.
So usually at this point of our conversation, I ask our guests if this is something they see growing, expanding in the long term. But I'm thinking the clear answer here is absolutely yes. This is definitely going to be part of our future. Are there any other value propositions for retailers that we didn't discuss or consider in our conversation?
I think what gets really interesting is when we take an amazing technology like AI and we make it available to our normal employees that are working each and every day. They're not developers. They're not coders. They're not technical people. Now, with agentic AI, what you can do is you can actually start to allow them to take on expanded roles of that are a little bit technical in nature because of the ability of like low code and no code development now. A user in your environment that sees a need can possibly spin up an AI agent to do something that ultimately benefits the whole organization. When I sat down the other night at a restaurant eating a pizza, and I wrote an application using my phone and just talking into my phone while I finished a meal, that's agentic AI, because everything I asked it to do, an agent would go and accomplish that goal and come back and say, does this work? Is this what you were looking for? Imagine that in your retail organization, as you've got users that know the work that needs to be done, and they don't necessarily have a platform that can immediately doing it. Using an agent to accomplish that for you can be a real game changer.
That's amazing. I actually downloaded that app that you and I discussed, and I tried to create my own application. So, you know, who knows? I think if I could do it, I'm pretty sure anyone else can. But I definitely did play around with it. Thank you very much, Jim. And if you're following our 60 Second Retail podcast already, be sure to click that follow button. If you're not following our 60 Day Retail podcast already, be sure to click that follow button and add us to your podcast library wherever you listen, so you can continue to get these amazing insights you need to succeed in retail. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.